flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Super Bowl week in New Orleans with the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz, our final day in New Orleans. They should just shut it down after we leave. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
Brother Spike, I'm feeling pretty good. Listen,
yeah.
I'm ready to get the hell out of New Orleans. I'm just letting you know. If you get that out of there, I've enjoyed my time here.
Yep.
But it's time for me to get home, and I got to pat myself on the back because I didn't interrupt your intro there when I saw the great Warren Moon just walk past.
Oh.
Man, almost, you know me.
All the famous people are here
today. Yeah, yeah, all the big dogs are here today.
Yep.
Jackie Fritz, how you doing over there? And listen,
yeah,
I took the young buck out with me last night.
Yeah, no, I went back to the room.
Yeah. I took the young buck out with me last night. To his credit, he was still standing. So there you go.
Oh, there he is.
Your boy.
Happy to be here.
Yeah.
Feeling good.
Yeah.
Ready to go.
Yeah.
Ready to go home.
Yeah.
Why is Dan Orlovsky not thanking me and you yet? That's a.
Oh, yeah. We put him on the first time.
Yep.
Yeah. Get over
it,
here.
We made Orlovsky. His career.
Yeah, we sure did.
he's just
a tall drink of water.
Orlovsky. He is a tall drink of water. It's huge.
Yeah.
Come on, man. That's twice. 2 days in a row. Let's get it together.
Man, we have had a – we'll get into the open of the show here. We
yes.
have had a great – by the way, a big show. Sheil Kapadia will join us here in person, right? Sheil will be here? Chuck?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Marcus Allen – that'll be 3 o'clock. Marcus Allen joins us at 3:30. Mayock at 4.
Another great.
Then Elliot will be with us through the end of the show.
Not so great.
Not so great.
Well, come on.
Costas came up to me and said, is he on the air 24 hours a day?
Well, but what does he do in the other time of the year? That's the real question.
That's what we keep asking everyone.
This is Elliot's time right now.
And as Ike said, I've enjoyed our time here in New Orleans. Great bonding time, a great city. Everyone's been welcoming. However, I feel like I have a thin layer of just sweat and French fries and alcohol and other people and whatever is on the ground on Bourbon Street afterwards. There's just like a thin film that when I get home, I'm going to bathe in rubbing alcohol to cleanse my body of. Inside and outside, I'm going to swallow the rubbing alcohol.
Oh, my God. That's getting worse.
Oh, my God. Jeez Louise. Okay. I'm telling you.
We're done complaining. Well, everybody else is back there in 35 degree weather.
No, I'm having a great time. I just want to say, but I'm a clean living, routine kind of guy.
Yeah.
It's not my.
Let's just say we're out of our element down.
Yeah.
But listen, we've hung in there.
Yeah.
Look, I went out. Every time you went out, sometimes I cut out more early than you did, but yeah. I did go out. I did drink the alcohol. I did eat a lot of French fries.
And I'm never going to forget last night. Last night is a night I'm never going to forget for the rest of my
are
life.
Are we going to get that story at some point?
No, we are not going to get that
right,
story.
Okay.
I told you, leave it alone.
All right. Even the Uber?
Well, Uber is fun.
Okay.
Sure, yes.
All right.
I need to tell that one, too.
Yes. Yeah, you definitely need to tell that one. All right. So here's what we're going to do to start the show today. Because, we're full force, 100% get you ready for the Super Bowl. And there's one situation that we have been talking about for almost 2 weeks now that Ike brought up on the air. And we've asked our guests, and we've debated it amongst ourselves, but we've never really opened it up to our listening audience to debate this situation. So here is the situation, Ike, that I will pose to you, that I've posed before, just in case nobody else has heard it before.
Yeah.
So here's the situation. You have a choice. You know, you, Ike, Eagles fan, have a choice. There are 2 minutes and 7 seconds left in the game. And here is your choice. Either the Eagles can be up 4 points and Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs have the ball at their own 20-yard line with 2 minutes and 7 seconds left, or the Eagles can be down 4 points and have the ball on their own 20-yard line, giving Jalen Hurts and the offense an opportunity to drive and score a touchdown with 2 minutes and 7 seconds left to win the game. Which is your choice if you had to choose one?
Yeah, and I still to this day, I'll take being ahead. I'll take being ahead. Give me the defense. Give me this defense. Put them on the field. I understand the greatness of Patrick Mahomes, Coach Reed. I get all of that. But I am that confident in this Eagles defense. I really am. And I'm not going to say they have been overlooked, but they've been overshadowed because Saquon's shadow is so big, right?
Yep.
And then you got the other offensive guys over there that we all like to talk about. This defense, to me, has really, along with the offensive line, been the backbone and the DNA of what this team turned into after the bye week. So I'm willing to put the game in their hands going up against the game's greatest quarterback with the lead. And that's the big thing. We have the lead.
Yep. You have to lose the lead to lose the game.
Yes.
I actually think – so I made this – I quickly picked I'd rather have the ball myself down 4 points. I quickly picked it. I have gone back and forth in my mind, though on the air I've always stayed with that one. I'm going to stick with it for, I would say, three reasons. Reason number one is the just being terrified of Patrick Mahomes in the final two games. To Patrick Mahomes, you know, Travis Kelce, Andy Reid in the final 2 minutes of a game to win the Super Bowl. If I was cheering for the Chiefs, I would be supremely confident that he was going to score.
Sure.
And cheering for the Eagles, I'd be terrified that they would. So that is the first reason. The second reason is I do think that while I have been critical of Jalen Hurts, I do think that it is a lot of the time when he's at his best is when there's not as much thinking to do. You really don't have to worry about making a mistake because, you know, you only got 2 minutes left. You got to score. So I have a confidence in the Eagles' offense in that way. And here's the final thing is that I do have some flashbacks to the Falcons game, to the Rams game, our defense is a good whole game defense. But I also don't know how great, you know, you can't be perfect at everything. In that final drive, is that where I'm most confident in the defense is? And I guess I'm not. You know, Jalen Carter did make two big plays at the end of the Rams game, but at the end of that game, they did drive down the field pretty easily twice. So I know, if I went by the numbers, having the lead would be the right thing. But my gut is telling me that being down by 4 points and giving the ball to Saquon, Jalen, the offensive line, and letting them go score, that is what I would choose. 215-592-9494. Jack, where are you?
So where I land on it is, you know, I'm trying to think, I put myself in the game and watching it. What would make me more nervous or what would make me more mad? And having to sit there with the idea of Patrick Mahomes just slowly and methodically taking down a Super Bowl, I would rather see Jalen try to do it and make up for what happened. Not make up for, he didn't get the call. We almost had this exact scenario in 2022, and he didn't get the opportunity. I want to see what he would do in that opportunity. The idea of Patrick Mahomes just slowly, methodically, death by 1,000 paper cuts would be an excruciating watch.
Yeah.
Excruciating watch.
Or the Eagles cause a big turnover, win the game.
I understand.
Yep.
There's but I'm always on the negative.
BG strip sack.
BG strip sack would be amazing.
Yeah.
So, I would take down four. I want to see Jalen go win it.
All right. 215-592-9494. Here is your choice. There are 2 minutes and 7 seconds left in the game. Either choice number one, the Eagles are up 4 points. Was that an Eagles chair?
No.
No, okay. Okay, 2 minutes, 7 seconds left in the Super Bowl. The Eagles are up 4 points, and the Chiefs have the ball at their own 20 with a chance to win the game, or your choice, choice B, you are down 4 points. The Eagles have the ball at their own 20 with 2 minutes, 7 seconds left in the game. 215-592-9494.
Yeah, I do realize how the Eagles won their Super Bowl, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I do. Trust me.
How was that quarterback having the ball?
Dude, it is 51-49. I agree with
okay.
you.
Okay. I get reminded about Patrick Mahomes in 2022
yep.
and what
yep.
he did.
Uh-huh.
So I feel like I need to remind everybody.
Yep.
We won the Super Bowl by creating the turnover against Tom Brady when we had the lead. That allowed Jake Elliott to kick the field goal.
Yep.
Hey,
you're
okay,
right.
Okay,
you're
okay,
right. You're right.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure I pointed that out.
I think the only reason I'm picking one is because I have to pick it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Good.
Yep. Yep.
This is for my people out there who are afraid of Patrick Mahomes.
Yep.
I want them to be reminded that Brandon Graham.
We get paid too.
Brandon Graham made the biggest play in the Super Bowl when we won the Super Bowl.
Absolutely.
And it was a strip sack fumble.
215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus starts us off. Corey, what are you thinking?
The Ohio legend. Michael, you know, my brother from another mother that's a different color. See, I'm going back to my – because you let everybody else say what's up. You know, I've been following the rules since day one. I'm going back to what I used to do.
So,
you know, I'm saying what's up to everybody, you know.
But look, right.
I answered this question yesterday, and I said I want to hurt. See, this is where I push back.
Yeah.
Tom Brady ain't Patrick Mahomes now. Now, Tom Brady is sitting duck.
Tom Brady is Tom Brady. I don't care whether he's running around. It don't matter.
I get what you're saying, but Tom Brady's a sitting duck. Patrick Mahomes, if you look at the way that he's won football games in the fourth quarter, it's been with his legs a lot of times. Go back and look at his wins, even the Super Bowls, and watch the plays that kills the team. Versus the 49ers, and look how he beats you. It's not always with his arm. Most of the big plays came with his leg, right or wrong.
Okay.
And something else, too. I'm not going to put this in the atmosphere, you know, but I'm going to just go ahead and say it because people have mentioned it this week. With the ball in Patrick Mahomes' hand.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And that puts a certain you-know-what team in the play. With the ball in Hurts' hands, they ain't got to worry about them because he's going to deliver. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we ain't got to worry about the officials with the ball
Michael
in
Jordan.
Because you know Michael Jordan, you know, he's going to deliver in those situations. I get where Ike is coming from, but I just trust Hurts. Like Spike said, the Commanders game, the Falcons game, the Rams. Now Jalen Carter closed the deal now.
By the way.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Well, by the way.
What am I talking about?
Well, the Falcons.
The Commanders game. They won the
55. No, the Commanders game we lost.
The Falcons game is a funny one.
I didn't know which one you were talking about.
Well, the Falcons game is a funny one because we both lost in the Falcons game because the defense gave up a big drive and then Jalen threw an interception on the last drive.
So don't even bring up the Falcons.
Yeah.
but I'm just talking about in that situation, though. Hold on.
What difference does it make? The situation apply in both ways in the Falcon game. Jalen had enough time to get down the field.
Okay.
And we were down. And what happened? Like, don't overlook
that. I gave y'all the stats of the game-winning drive yesterday. Do I need to repeat those?
No, because that doesn't change what happened in the Falcon game.
Okay, that's fine. Listen, if the Eagles is going to win this game on Sunday, look, with the defense on the field. I know that Jalen Carter's in the world and all that. The dude that's going to have to be the player that we know at the end of this game is going to have to be Nolan Smith. We need a Green Bay Packers game versus the Chiefs that Nolan Smith needs to have if the defense is going to show up. He's going to have a mismatch one against Juwan Taylor. You know, that's the weak link of the offensive line, and that's going to be the guy that's going to get the one-on-one. So if Nolan Smith shows up, of course, you know, of course we're going to win.
It's all a part of it.
But I just trust Hurts. That's me.
Okay.
All right.
Now, listen, I can respect that.
Yeah, that's his guy.
I trust Hurts, too. I'm just telling you, I would rather have the lead.
Right. Because then they have to take it from us.
They got
to
come
point.
Beat us.
The Falcons game is a funny one to bring up.
Yeah, like.
Because both sides failed
exactly,
in the Falcons
yes.
game. Yeah. And I guess I could, if I wanted to use the Falcons game as an example, I guess the defense has. It feels like a different defense today.
Oh, that was the second game of the season.
Quinion Mitchell got burnt twice on that final Falcons drive, which I wouldn't expect to happen again, you know.
I mean, it could happen, but.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a much better defense than it was in week two of the season.
Absolutely.
It's a much, much better defense.
Here's the situation. 2:07 left. You have a choice. Either the Chiefs are down 4 to the Eagles. They have the ball in their own 20, having to score a touchdown and win the game. Or the Eagles are down at their own 20 with the ball. 2:07 left. Which one would you choose? 215-592-9494. Louie in Nebraska. You're on WIP.
Louie.
What's up, Louie?
Fellas, can I get some Ike juice? This is my birthday today. Can I get some Ike juice?
They must be drinking that Ike juice. Ike juice,
Ike juice. What are you, about 14, Louie?
Happy 40th, buddy.
Yeah, I appreciate it. First off, before I get into my points, I need my crew to go on a vacation at least once a month because you guys' stories, when you guys are out, this is great radio. This is absolute the best when the show goes on the road. I just want to say that. So if I need to talk to your boss, send a letter, you know what I mean? You need you guys to go. I need to go on golf trips and all this type of stuff. So
this is
Spike would love
for
that.
More
yeah.
golf. Yeah. Yep. Well, we'll be in Clearwater in a month or so.
Right.
So another road trip.
49 days. Yeah. 49 days till opening day.
All right. Hey, Ike, what is better than number one? Can you tell me that? Because I'm not as smart as you, Ike.
Well,
there's nothing, right?
Better than number one, no.
Exactly. So is our defense number one?
Like, yes.
It is.
Oh, okay. So if the guy who plays football says there's nothing better than number one and our defense is number one, I'm going to take the defense.
Bro,
don't you start. Don't start.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The guy who plays football. Well, okay. Yeah.
Why am I listening to the guy that plays golf?
Yeah, yes, yeah. Yeah, you don't play football.
Because the golf guy knows numbers, okay?
Okay. Well, how about this, Louie in Nebraska? Yes, that is what he said. But if we're talking about number one, you could debate that Patrick Mahomes is the number one quarterback of all time, and you're putting the ball in his hands. So there's a couple
that's
of number
like,
ones there.
Yeah, but he's not. That's just like saying Tiger Woods, even though he's my GOAT. By the numbers, he's not. So
he is the GOAT.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, but real quick.
Yeah.
Because I know, you know, Fritzy likes the eye test, but Spike likes the numbers. So I'm going to talk to you, Spike, because you're the most delusional on the panel, and that's okay. Okay.
Wow.
The Chiefs have a third of their plays in the end season behind the line of scrimmage. Now, we're the best defense in the league. Okay,
yep.
And I'm going to need that spy, that all-pro linebacker that we have, to spy on Mahomes. And here's why. Because they have so many plays behind the line, and they haven't thrown over 10 yards the entire playoff. There's only 7 plays they've thrown over 10 yards. So they're not going to beat us deep with Quintonimo Bay and the exciting lights back there. Okay.
Well, that's true. But that, like, that's exactly what our defense allows is short passes. You know, we're not taking away something that they do very often. So it's an interesting matchup in that way, in that the Chiefs are not looking to get big plays. What they're looking to do, I mean, big plays are great, but what they do is they work underneath very well, and that's sort of what we let up. So it's an interesting matchup.
We're a coverage team, and we're +27 over the takeover battle. So you can't tell me all that you have going on, you can't tell me that doesn't, that's not a recipe for success.
It is. And you're right. You're right from a number standpoint. Everything about the numbers say you. There's only one number you need. Would you rather be up 4 points or down 4 points? Right. That's the number, and you're picking the one up 4 points. And so is I. That makes a lot of sense. This isn't a numbers thing for me. It's a gut thing for me, really. And my gut tells me I'd rather try to go score with our guys than let that demon try to score on us. That's really all it is.
Your gut gets you in trouble in crunch time.
I don't have much of a gut. Yeah.
By the way, it's just filled with fries.
Yeah, it is.
Just for us, by the way, we're top 10 in third down conversion rate. So there's a reason why we're going to be up. Now, I don't think it's a blowout because I'm a little nervous. Obviously, I'm not playing on the field, so I have no control. If I was playing, I'd be like, listen, this is no sweat. I'm going to shoot 65 and we're going to call it a day. You feel what I'm saying, Ike?
But the main thing
that we need to make sure of, our offense is the blitz, right? Protection is key. We've got beaten in the A-gap many times, Ike. We have 45 sacks this season, which is not good.
This is the most prepared call ever.
What do you know about the A-gap? You focus on hitting the ball down the middle.
Yeah.
Listen. Spike says I don't have no beef when I call. So I appreciate this,
brother. This is the most prepared call you've ever had, Louie. All right, brother.
So let's do it, and I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Louie. Louie took my criticism to heart.
Yeah.
Well, he's a professional athlete.
Yeah, he is. He works hard.
Yeah.
Let me throw this out there.
Yes, sir.
We got a couple of games this year where the Eagles have had to come up with defensive stands late in the game.
Yes.
Right? The whole game, including in the playoffs, right, against the Rams.
Yep.
Don't recall a game this year where the Eagles had to drive down late in the game to win a game.
No.
Okay.
Do you want to hear it?
So y'all want to go ahead
and
entrust him in the Super Bowl, even though we know, listen, and I'm a Jalen guy, but let's be honest.
Yep.
We know the passing game hasn't been as effective
as
it has been in the past. And he hasn't had to do a two-minute drill to win a game at all this year.
I've never been won over during a show, but I could be won over.
You guys want to put it in the hands of the offense in a two-minute drill to go win.
I do.
I mean, we've had stops late in games where we had to. I don't care if the Rams got down there, the Jags got down there.
Yeah.
So what? They didn't get in the end zone to win.
Too close for comfort.
I want option C, up by 14. I want option C.
Well, we're going to bring up the stat?
Yeah. So this is from Ben Solak at ESPN. Yeah. Check this. This is the craziest stat I've heard. Jalen Hurts this year has thrown a total of 13 passes down in the second half this entire season. 13.
That's unbelievable.
That is a psychotically low number of throws. I mean, you could throw 30 passes in a drive if it's the right drive.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It is. We haven't seen it very much this year. We haven't. I'm not on your side yet. I'm just.
This is not how the show
you're
goes.
On my side.
No.
You
I'm just.
Are on my side.
I'm not on your side.
Yeah, you are.
I am not.
Whether you know it or not.
I'm not. I don't like either of these choices. I'm going to do what I do at the end of the night and opt to go to sleep for the last 2 minutes and 7 seconds of the game. All right. So coming up next, an update on what's going on with Jalen Carter as well. Devontae Smith talked about.
I got to get my camera ready, man.
What? What camera? Oh, another famous guy walking?
Man, they coming by fast, man.
Really?
I got to start snapping.
Ike's a picturesman.
Yeah.
And also, Devontae Smith talked about, how much they actually need to pass in the Super Bowl. And we will listen to what he said as well. We are in New Orleans, our final day in New Orleans, getting you ready for Super Bowl 59, which you can hear on WIP, hear Merrill and Mike, and you can hear on the Odyssey app. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.